afternoon, sir. What is your name?
Hello?
What is it? Hello, what is your name, sir?
Philip.
Okay, thank you. Okay, sir, the Honorable David Mill will be conducting your hearing, sir.
Okay, sir, could you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
20-49.
Oh, okay. I need you to state your full name. First, last. Okay, and the ABC number?
20-49.
Thank you, sir. Your appearance for the Arizona Board of Executive Committee this afternoon in reference to to your committee supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. On the screen in front of you to the far left is the Honorable Bill Rittenhouse. We have the Honorable Michael Johnson, who is our acting board chair. To the far right is the Honorable Lee Canonis. My name is David Neal. I'll be your hearing lead today. Also in the room with us, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to the hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form? Did you hear me, sir?
No.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I'll try that again. Prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
No.
Okay, let me see here. You signed it on, you signed the form on January 7th, 2018. It's a form that advised you that the hearing was today. All right, well, you signed the form, sir. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today? Sir, are you not hearing me, or are you having trouble understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Okay. You hear me? Do you not understand what I'm asking you?
I understand you.
Okay. That after the form, I ask you if you hired an attorney or if you're going to represent yourself today. So did you hire an attorney,
yes,
sir?
Yes, I did.
You hired an attorney?
Yes.
Where is the attorney at?
Near the home.
Okay. Well, you hired the attorney to represent you today in this hearing?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he's not here in the boardroom, and if he's not there with you, and you want an attorney to represent you today, we're going to have to continue the hearing.
Yes.
Mr. Pierce, do you understand what we're saying to you today, sir?
Yes.
Do you understand what the Honorable Mr. Miller is asking? If you hired an attorney, you had to hire him and pay for him at your own expense. So did you pay to have an attorney represent you today, sir?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and where is the attorney at, sir?
House.
Huh?
House.
House. So, sir, are you SMI? Can you get the CO3, sir, and have the CO3 come to the phone?
He's not understanding us.
He seems like he's in crisis.
Hello?
Good go ahead, Mr.
Oh, yes, sir. Does Mr. I can't pronounce it.
Kias.
Kias. Kias. Does he, is he SMI?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, because I'm going over this stuff and, you know, he doesn't act like he understands it, but when we ask him, he says he does. He said he had hired an attorney to represent him today, but when we ask where the attorney's at, he keeps saying he's at home or he's at house, in his house. And unless we can convey this better, I don't know what we're going to do because we can't really conduct the hearing.
Right. Yeah, I was kind of wondering that when I saw him on the schedule.
Okay. So, Mr. Johnson, as far as our new soldiers.
Sir, have you guys had a problem communicating with Mr. Pierce?
I have his skill free, so I don't really talk to him all that much.
Uh-huh.
But hang on one second. Yeah, he basically doesn't say much. Kind of stands around and like he's off in another little world somewhere. I was kind of wondering when I saw this on the schedule how this was going to go because he doesn't really, all he says is yes and no and like he doesn't understand us either.
Yeah.
Can I make a recommendation that we continue and ask Kelly about the legal ramifications if someone's not a sound mind, because that's kind of how I felt about the other case.
Yeah, because he's not understanding what
yeah,
we're saying.
He's got a sound mind.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and continue his case and talk to our legal attorney to see how we proceed to handle him, because he doesn't appear to be understanding what's being said. He's just yes and no, and sometimes he's not even responsive at all.
So are you going to continue that at a later date, or?
Yes, we're going to continue to a later date till we can get some legal advice on how to handle his case.
Okay, he's the only one we have for the day, so I guess we're done then.
Okay, well, thank you, sir, and we appreciate all your assistance today. Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
That was going to be